This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Diagnoses of a persistent vegetative state, or PVS, is often a death sentence unjustly applied to those with brain injuries. A new study examined three people who, like Terry Schiavo, were denied treatment and were later found to be able to communicate. Advocates for such people face a labyrinth of gatekeepers whose mission seems only to advance death. An article at lifenews.com focuses on the blatant errors of at least one medical ethics expert. Pro-life advocates in Oregon are concerned that Medicaid patients with aggressive cancers will face denial of all medical treatments to prolong survival, leaving only palliative care in its place. On Tuesday, Oregon's Health Evidence Review Commission took up its power under Obamacare to ration health care and implemented a rule to do just that, for now, just in Oregon. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other news, the Obama administration has lost so many HHS, contraceptive or pregnancy interdiction, mandate cases in court that it didn't even bother to respond to one plaintiff's case and will not be enforcing the mandate against that company. And the mother of abortion survivor Gianna Jessen was told in 1977 that Gianna would never amount to anything. Videos at lifenews.com show a different view of Gianna. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.